Krishna 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 Krishna. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is verse 18 of chapter 5, canto 6. Canto 6 is 19. This is the ninth, this is the ninth, 19, verse 19, and this is the ninth analogy, and this is the ninth time we have Kim Asat Karmabhir Bhavet. So we can also mention some interesting comments, because this Kim Asat Karmabhir Bhavet, every verse has it, of these nine verses. But Sridhar Swami gives a different translation for Asat in each of these verses, according to the analogy. the famous Sridhar Swami, the commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us chant. So this is about the Kala Chakra, the Wheel of Time. Kala Chakram Brahmitikshnam Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat Svatantram Abhudasyeha Kim Asat Karma Virbhavet Kala Chakram Brahmitikshnam Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat Svatantram Abhudasyeha Kim Asat Karma Virbhavet Kala Chakram Brahmitikshnam Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat Svatantram Abhudhasyeha Kim Asat Karma Virbhavet. Kala Chakram, the Wheel of Eternal Time. Brahmi, revolving automatically. Tikshnam, very sharp. Sarvam, all. Nishkarshayat, driving. Jagat, the world. Svatantram, independent. Not caring for the so-called scientists and philosophers. I cannot say, sorry, I'm a philosopher, don't cut me. It still cuts. Abodhasya, of one who does not know this principle of time. Or literally, Buddha, Abodhasya, yes, brainless, foolish. Iha, in this material world. And our refrain from the nine verses, Kim Asat Karmabhi Bhavet. What is the use of engaging in temporary fruitive activities? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. So you can see blade is there, and it's electrical. It's powered by electricity. Yeah? Thunderbolt, vajra, bijli, that's the classic description of electricity. The Haryashvas understood this allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Uninterrupted and fully independent, it drives the activities of the entire world. If one does not try to study the eternal element of time, what benefit can he derive from performing temporary material activities? Purport. This verse explains the words Kshaura Pavyam Svayam Brahmi. So Narada Muni gave just 10 words, basically, just 10 comparisons, analogies. And the sons of Daksha, 10,000 sons of Daksha, the Haryashvas, they were so intelligent that immediately he just said, there is a razor wheel constantly revolving, and this is what they understood. Ah, it's time. So this verse explains the word Kshaura Pavyam Svayam Brahmi, which especially referred to the orbit of eternal time. It is said that time and tide wait for no man. According to the moral instructions of the great politician Chanakya Pandit, Ayusha Kshana Eko Pi Na Labhya Svarna Koti Bi Na Chen Nirartakam Niti Kachahani Statodika. Even a moment of one's lifetime could not be returned in exchange for millions of dollars. Therefore, one should consider how much loss one suffers if he wastes even a moment of his life for nothing. Living like an animal, not understanding the goal of life. You can see how Prabhupada defines animal life here. Not understanding the goal of life. One foolishly thinks that there is no eternity and that his lifespan of 50, 60, or at the most 100 years is everything. This is the greatest foolishness. Time is eternal, and in the material world, one passes through different phases of his eternal life. Time is compared herein to a sharp razor. A razor is meant to shave the hair from one's face. Who has used the razor today to shave the hair from your face? But if not carefully handled, the razor will cause disaster. Of course, nowadays we have the safe razors, but even with the very, very safe razor, who cuts yourself from time to time? Yeah, even very safe, still somehow not carefully, and it bleeds. One is advised not to create a disaster by misusing his lifetime. One should be extremely careful to utilize the span of his life for spiritual realization or Krishna consciousness. And the verse again. Kala chakram brahmi tikshnam sarvam nishkarshayat jagat svatantram abudasyeha kim asat karma bir bhavet. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Haryashvas understood this allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts, uninterrupted and fully independent. It drives the activities of the entire world. If one does not try to study the eternal element of time, if one does not try to study the eternal element of time, are you trying to study the eternal? We are right now, right? What benefit can he derive from performing temporary material activities? Om Ganatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Udmilitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I also oftentimes chant another verse from the Guru Gita, and last time somebody brought to my attention, thank you very much, so I should translate this. There's one more verse I read in Prabhupada disciple's book, Padmalochan Prabhu's book. He lived here for a long time, then in Mayapur. Akanda mandala karam yaptayena chara charam tatpadam darshitam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. So apparently some impersonalists also like this verse, but there it had a very beautiful translation that I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Guru, by whose grace the position of the akanda mandala, the akaram, the position of the unbroken circle of braj, which can be perceived by a devotee everywhere, is revealed by the grace of the spiritual master. So that's our devotional understanding of this mandala. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha yasya prasadadagyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajet sashi chatanya devome bhagavan samprasidatu maishi chatanya mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, be merciful unto me, because by His grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. So we'll speak about usage of time. Another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Katanchana smrite yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam syat shi chaitanyam namamitam. By remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very difficult things become very easy. And by forgetting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very easy things become very difficult. Vande inantat putaishvaryam shi chaitanya mahaprabhum nichopiyat prasadat syat bhakti shastra pravartaka. And one more from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the unlimitedly powerful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a very lowly person can become a teacher of bhakti shastri. Nichopiyat prasadat syat bhakti shastra pravartaka. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The time is chopping. Chop, 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 chop. If you ever visited our Goshala, I guess it's like autumn, closer to autumn, you may have seen a similar wheel. There is a wheel with knives, yes, and they take some cane, some thick, long cane, grass, very thick grass, and they push it, and it chop, 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 and it chops into small chunks, which the cows can then chew, yes. So this is what is happening to your life, yes. Of course, nowadays we don't have the arrows oftentimes, but there are arrows, and even if you don't see them, the planets are the arrow hands of the universal clock. Saturn measures, you know, 30 years, Jupiter measures year after year, Sun measures month after month, and the Moon measures day after day. And for a normal person, it's chop, 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 chop. And if we are engaged in Asat Karma Virbhavet, Asat Karma Vir, in the Asat Karma, anything except Bhakti, or at least something connected to Bhakti, something that leads to Bhakti, then Bhagavatam says, Ayurharati Vai Pumsan Udyan Asanchayana Sao. The sun, by rising every morning and setting every evening, decreases your life. So we like the sun, especially in the winter. Yes, but in Vedic, in Jyotish, in Vedanga, Surya is a krura graha, is a literally cruel or malefic. It's a malefic planet. It cuts your life. Cut, 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 cut. Yeah? And if you don't have Krishna, I mean, what's the perspective? I remember when devotees started thinking about how to organize your life, and we started getting our leadership, very useful, good seminars. One devotee, moving to the temple, he asked Krishnananda, what are my perspectives in this service? So he looked at this devotee and he said, boy, you will die. That's your perspective. You will die. That was half humorous, of course, but only half humorous. Yes, because that's what is the end. So for every non-devotee, this is very sad. What's happening? You know, of course, up to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that you are young until 45. That's very generous. Then until 65, you are middle-aged. And after 65, all right, that's old. Yeah? But many of you may have felt, you know, when it goes over 30, you know, you no longer, like my friend Mahabhagavat, you know, sometimes he invites me and he gives me something to eat. Jai Shri Shri Gurnita Ki Jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Lita Vishaka Ki Jai. And he tries to give me more and more. And then he says, what, you don't like? I said, no, I'm full. He says, no, I remember when we were in the Bibiti temple, you ate, you know, like a big hill of halwa. So now you're not eating that much. What, you don't like what I cook, yes? But you all know, you know, that after 30, it's much harder to digest things. Yeah? Especially if your daily food is halwa. Then you run the risk of very quickly becoming an older, a senior devotee. You know? No problem, no problem. Yeah. It's a festival food. It's a festival food. So after 30, you know that your digestion slows down. And see, half hour has passed. And but we'll mention something special about it. And after 30-35, everybody, if you don't exercise, loses from 1 to 5, or even maybe Prabhuji will correct me from the point of medical science, after 30-35, every year, if you don't exercise, normal person loses 1 to 5% of your muscle mass. It's replaced with fat. So you may look the same, but actually it's no longer muscle. It's just the normal procedure, what's happening. So if you don't exercise, by the age of 50, it's all fat, no muscle. So then you are flying to India or from India, and you're trying to put your bag into the overhead compartment, and you cannot lift it. That was, I remember, Devamrita Maharaj said, so then he said he started exercising. Yes. So, if you don't have Krishna, it's a very sad story. It's a very sad story. What do you have to look forward to? Just dying, just all declining. But, for a devotee, you know, Prabhupada sometimes jokes about birthdays. He says, why do you call them birthday? This is a death day. Yeah, you're 1 year closer to death. Yeah, 1 year less to live. However, for a devotee, you can congratulate every devotee. Congratulations, happy birthday, because 1 day closer to Krishna, 1 year closer to Krishna. Because if you use your life for bhakti, that's what is happening. If actually it is bhakti, right? So we have different takes on it. We can speak for the older devotees, and we can speak for the younger devotees. If we speak for the older devotees, we can say that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami issues a stern warning. Bahu janma kore yadi shravana kirtana tabudana paya Krishna pade premadana. Life after life, you could hear and chant and still not attain the treasure of prema towards lotus, to Krishna's lotus feet. So that's for the older devotees, senior devotees, right? Because quality matters. Service, devotional service, or for that matter any yoga actually, happens only in the heart. It happens only if you offer the result, offer the activity, offer your effort for Krishna's pleasure. For Krishna's pleasure. Then it is yoga. Then it's actually very quickly bringing you to Krishna. However, for younger devotees who need some encouragement to be fixed on the path of devotional service, we have a beautiful verse from the sages at Naimisharanya, which we have started quoting, 2:3:17. Ayurharati vaipumsan udyan astan chayanasav tasyartayat kshanonita uttama shloka vartaya. Every day with rising and setting, the sun cuts off 1 day of your life. Less. And ayu does not only mean life, it also means health. Yeah. It's not very often that you become healthier and healthier with every passing year. Unless you live very balanced, Krishna-conscious life. So this verse says that with every day the sun cuts off your life except tasya tasya rite, except someone who yat kshanonita. It's a very interesting expression. Except those who have brought at least a moment of this day to uttama shloka varta, to hearing Krishna katha, to hearing, basically it's about Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna katha, uttama shloka varta, the news. Varta is news, yeah, what's happening, what's up, varta. Yeah, that's so. In the material world, when Yaksha asks Yudhishthir, Kim Varta, what is the news of this world? He says, all right, the news of this world is that the cook of time fries you in the pot of the material world, on the fire of days and night, stirring you with a ladle or spoon, big spoon of seasons. You know, now spring comes, so he, you know, like summer he fries you from that side, winter he fries you from this side. Yeah? Winter you feel, oh, it's so cold. Summer you say, oh, it's so hot. So he fries you, you know, equally from all sides so that you are crisp, well. Well cooked. So that's the news. On every day, in every newspaper, that's what's happening. Except if you give at least a kshana, at least a moment of your time, to uttama shloka varta, to the news of what Krishna is doing. So the whole 10th canto describes Krishna's, every day we have some amazing pastimes. Krishna killing different demons, and the acharyas are saying that these demons have a positive role because the boys are so absorbed in lila that they don't want to stop. So therefore, a demon comes, and then Krishna kills him, usually, sometimes Balaram. And then they realize, oh, since we have stopped our play, we could take lunch as well. So the demons play a role of some kind of a alarm clock, you know, it's okay, lunchtime. And sometimes there are more than one demon per day. So even though we have about 20 demons in the 10th canto, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishnachakravarti Thakur say have a parallel in our spiritual development for Raja Bhakti. When we read about them, it removes the anartha, like Aghasura removes cruelty when we listen about Aghasura, yes, killing of that demon. When we hear about the demon, how Balaram killed Dhenukasura, it removes donkey-like laziness and dullness in spiritual life. So it has, Shachinanda Swami calls this therapeutic hearing. Therapeutic hearing. So if you use time for Krishna, then time doesn't have the usual effect. Now, you may ask, look, I'm also getting old. My digestion, if you're over 35 or whatever, or if you ate too much halwa, my digestion has slowed down. So, how to understand that devotees are not affected if devotees hear about Krishna, that devotees are not affected by time? Are you not affected by time? Or are you affected by time? So, time acts differently for different personalities. For a non-devotee, time kills. But for a devotee, time builds. devotee's spiritual advancement. So if you use it, so especially Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned, because Srimad Bhagavatam calls you to act consciously. Here it mentions abudhasya, those who are not using their God-given intelligence. But Bhagavatam calls you to think, why am I doing what I am doing? Why am I chanting? Is it for my pleasure or is it for Krishna's pleasure? So why are we hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Is it to with the hope to hear a new joke or a new funny tidbit or some special piece of information? Or is it for Krishna's pleasure? Because Krishna is recommending and he likes when we hear about him. Do we listen for Krishna's pleasure? It takes 1 second to change the quality of our activity. You can see that especially in Vrindavan, just being here, this is bhakti. But if we actually offer, actually intend, actually desire to make Krishna happy by this, it becomes tivra bhakti. And if the reward that we wish is also bhakti, it's pure bhakti. And if we trust that this will give you everything, it's shuddha bhakti, it's uttama bhakti. We may not be pure, but the practice will be pure. So if you want to please him, if you take bhakti as the goal and bhakti as the process, this is pure bhakti. And it makes your life successful. So I want to read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's comment here. About it includes a very important question: why devotees suffer? Three answers to the question, three reasons why devotees suffer, get sick and old, even die. So three answers are given here. Why devotees get sick. But that's closer to the end, so you will have to be careful and listen attentively. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, this is not an activity which can be delayed. Don't put it off. Oh, when I'm 55, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Problem? What's the problem with tomorrow? Tomorrow never comes. Right? As in that joke that I have found the perfect formula for happiness, I have put on a piece of paper a sign, tomorrow I start new life. And I keep it near my bed, you know, so that in the morning I can see. And every morning I wake up and I look and I read, tomorrow I start new life, and I sigh with relief. Ah, it's tomorrow, it's not today. It's tomorrow, yeah. What does Shakespeare says? He says, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted path to dusty, have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. So, don't, you know, so... that's the danger. So therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, this is not an activity which can be delayed. Do now. Same with pure bhakti. Same with Shudanam. Same with everything. So, but here, Uttama Shloka Varta, which includes everything. Puranam, idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam. It can be translated that the Bhagavatam is the 18,000 shloka long name, Srimad Bhagavatam, of Radha Krishna. So this whole Bhagavatam is one name of Radha Krishna. The sun rises and sets. It steals away men's lives except the life where there arises the opportunity, kshana, for hearing topics of Krishna. Or the sun steals away life except the life where even just a moment is spent in the topics of the Lord. So we want to use all time in Krishna consciousness. And this is one reason why Parikshit Maharaj didn't kill Kali. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Parikshit Maharaj stopped time for the whole planet. Not only stopped, he reversed the flow of Kali. But he didn't kill Kali, because Kali is confirmed as the best age for self-realization. Because asti hyeko mahadguna, there is one great quality in this ocean of faults. What is this good quality? Kirtana deva krishnasya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Bhagavad Dharma, Bhagavatam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, it removes effect of Kali. By this alone, life becomes successful. It is said that when one branch of the tree bears fruit, the whole tree becomes successful. What then to speak of all the branches bearing fruit? This was a question to Niranjan. I asked Niranjana Swami this year, how people can work for Krishna? How can you remember Krishna in the office? People work outside? We know we can work inside and forget Krishna, right? Happens? Yeah. We can chant Hare Krishna and forget Krishna. Does it happen to you sometimes? Or is it only me? Do you mean it happens? I can give a class and I can forget Krishna. It's more difficult, of course, but possible. Yeah? So what to speak about working outside? So that was his... he gave different answers. We are supposed to remember Krishna all the time. This year I heard something new from him. He said that if you make sure that you dedicate a portion of your life to, as Prabhupada calls it, purposeful hearing, Krishna Katha, hearing and chanting, yeah? Shravanam Kirtanam, then everything else gets a new meaning. Then your work becomes meaningful because you use your life for, as Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, if one portion of a tree bears fruit, then the whole tree becomes successful. If one spent one's whole life absorbed in Krishna's topics, how wonderful it would be. If that is so, one life is not taken away by hearing about Krishna. From the moment of hearing about Krishna, a person should not die. So finished. You should be immortal. All, each one of you. You should all be immortal. Correct? According to this. So can we be assured that we are never going to die? That is true. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says. It is said, and now he gives the example. You can see that is in Prabhupada's purport in this 2.3.17. It is said that the wealth of those of good character is imperishable wealth, since others spend their wealth in unlimited pleasures. The Smriti says, Samam abramane danam dvigunam brahmana bruve adhite shada sahasram anantam veda parage. This is what Prabhupada quotes. In giving to the non-brahmana charity, the amount remains the same. Of course, you can think, then what's the point? You all want, you know, increase, investment. But first of all, Prabhupada says charity is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Second of all, interest is there, compounded interest. Yeah? It's if you if you put in a bank one paisa or 1 cent under 1% interest per year, then in 2,500 years it makes $1 billion just by 1% from 1 cent by compounded interest makes. So if you give one paisa in charity, and we don't know it, so there, so what's the interest? We read further, depends who you give. So even if it's the same, and in Mathura Mahatmya, Rupa Goswami says that in Vrindavan, charity given even to an non-educated brahmana, even unqualified brahmana, still gives you 1,000 times more benefit than charity to a qualified brahmana outside Braj. Should not be misused, okay? Don't go around saying, hey! Okay, in giving to a brahmana in name only, this is illiterate brahmana, the amount doubles. In giving to a brahmana who knows the Vedas thoroughly, the amount multiplies by 100,000. So if he's adhita, if he's learned, then you get 100,000. This is 100,000, that means 1 crore, right? 1 crore percent. 10,000, 10 million percent, correct? And anantam vedaparage. If you are a devotee, means you have crossed the ocean of Veda, you have reached the other side, then the result of such charity is unlimited. Unlimited. Very convenient, very good investment. But of course, we also know what is the highest charity. Even materially speaking, Bhishma in Mahabharata says that, also Krishna says in the 11th canto of the Bhagavad Gita, that the highest charity is abhayam. You help people get security, fearlessness, remove fear. And the only way to do this, actually, to give actual, to actually grant fearlessness, is Krishna consciousness. That's the only way. So that's why, it means also if you help devotees, also this is why, you know, all the managerial, administrative works are capable of giving you supreme mercy, because you are helping people, helping devotees to feel a certain fearlessness or security, or being confident about their further development and future and life. So you get, that's the highest charity. All right, so why does Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur say this? He says this, that even one moment can produce unlimited results. That's the proof how one little thing properly invested can give unlimited returns. So here, the investment is one moment of your time. You have invested almost one whole hour. Can you imagine? Hare Krishna. And now, why devotees suffer? Or why devotees die, get sick, and old? You want to know? Three reasons Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is very, very adamant. It's not karma. Devotee has no karma. I mean, this is the verse, you know. If you give one moment, no, you know, you do not die by karma. So why do you die? Why do we die? He says, the devotee blessed with long life by Krishna then becomes the associate of the Lord. Certainly his life is indestructible. Thus the devotee of Krishna does not have his life stolen away. The devotees, old age, death and sickness appear. three reasons. By the will of the Lord, four. First, and most important, increasing his longing for the Lord. That's the first reason. To help you become deeper in Krishna consciousness. To make your choice of Krishna more sincere. To become more serious about Krishna. That's the first reason. And two more reasons. For letting the opinions of others not be destroyed. To protect the atheistic philosophies. Because, come on, this is Earth, which is the only place where Kali Yuga actually manifests, according to Padma Purana Svarga Kanda. Other planets, they don't have Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga is 10% of the Chatur Yuga. And Earth is just one teeny little portion of the universe. And this universe is for those who want to forget Krishna. So we need at least some philosophies. And that's the second reason. So now remember that when you are sick, that's very generous of you. You are protecting the right of other people to turn away from Krishna. And the third reason, he says, for protecting the confidential nature of his devotees. Bhakti is a secret. Bhakti is for Krishna. So if it was always like that, that you become a devotee, boss, you are driving only Jaguar, Ferrari, and Lamborghini, and you are never sick, you are always successful, that's what everybody wants. So who would become a devotee? You know, people who want just some material benefits. So how can we be? How can we make sure who is a devotee who is not a devotee? You can see Srila Prabhupada. He never attracted people by some tricks, magic, by some cheap manipulation. He was just giving straight philosophy and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's why it can continue, because people who he attracted, still he was an incredible personality, right? But still you can see that people who did come, did join, did become attracted, they did this not as a Buddha, but on the platform of Buddha Yoga, with understanding. So that's why they can continue. So these are the three reasons, and then they are not caused, these sufferings, are not caused by time or karma. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur is very clear. It's not time, not karma, devotee is beyond. This has been explained in the chapter concerning Bhishma's disappearance. So, a few years ago, our Devananda Pandit, whom many of you know, he was making a presentation in the VHE on his first canto Bhakti Vaibhava, and he quoted something very interesting. Some of you might have heard, it's like, it could be useful for preaching, about value of time. He says, to realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. Okay, that's not relevant for us. Unless you're waiting for the darshan or something. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed the train. Anybody missed a train ever? To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. In India, that's all of you. Driving on the roads, right? To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal in the Olympics. Treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more, because you shared it with devotees. And remember, time waits for no one. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Congratulations. And now you see investment is so big. You have made 1 hour, right? But dedicated for Krishna. Don't say, okay, what can I ask from Krishna? So that you decide. Of course, we know the party line. What do we ask from Krishna? Shuddha Bhakti, yes. Is anybody sleeping? We can wake anybody, ask, what's the goal? What do we ask? Shuddha Bhakti. We know that. However, as they say, devil is in the details. Right? What does it mean for you? Does it mean you, Prabhupada is asking, what's your plan for study? Or what's your plan for advancement? What's your plan for improving your harinam? We do kirtaniya sadahari, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ihajani nanuraga, I am doing, but no taste. Anybody has similar problems? So what does he suggest? He says, kirtaniya sadahari, but trinadapi sunichena, taroriva sahishnuna, amanina manadena. He gives 4 medicines. How? What you do is still kirtaniya sadahari, but how? That's important. And that's what we are taught in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So even a second of touch of Srimad Bhagavatam gives unlimited good fortune, sastyayanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now, after we have discussed how valuable this time is, how about some questions? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, so there is a very beautiful chapter in Uddhava Gita, chapter 19 of Canto 11, where Krishna discusses best of different things. He says, what is hell? He says, tamas. What is heaven? He says, sattva. He says, what is victory? Means controlling your senses. And what is charity? So then he says, giving up aggression towards people, that's the best charity. That's why Paramahamsa is called Nyasta Danda. It doesn't carry danda. It has a very, that's also the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has this interesting meaning, because danda is the rod of punishment. And who is a Paramahamsa? Who doesn't consider himself a punisher of anybody. So he is Nyasta Danda, he's giving up the idea that I am a punisher. So that's a Paramahamsa. He is able to see, and this is also what Krishna says, it's Yayati in the ninth canto. Who sees happiness everywhere he goes? He says, one who doesn't wish ill to anybody, who wishes well to everybody. If you are a well-wisher of everybody, any place in the world, hell or heaven, you will see happy. So that's, again, for a devotee. It's possible for a devotee. Okay? Shubha Krishna Prabhu.
Guruji, if the sickness of the devotee's experience is by Krishna's arrangement, should we endeavor against his arrangement, or should we try to take it?
Yes, we should try against this arrangement. So you may say, so the logic here, you're trying to trick, you know, by the logical loop. So if Krishna has arranged my sickness, it's his plan, you know, why should I try to become healthy, right? Why should I exercise? Why should I eat healthy and so forth? So the same question is that if the teacher gives you a test, it's a challenge. And it's to show the value of the education and also to raise you to a higher level. And on the face of it, it looks like it's meant to give you trouble. It looks like it's meant to fail you. But it's not. So it's our duty. It's part of our duties that to a reasonable extent, we make endeavor to be healthy. Like somebody who is a vanaprastha or a sannyasi, okay, that means they are willing to die now. And even then, you see that, like you can see Srila Prabhupada said that he, to Dr. Patel, okay, I don't take medicine. You see, that was his, but he did exercise. He did exercise, and then he did take, so even a sannyasi, you can see that if he's engaged in preaching, then he can do this as part of human duty to keep your health. And, you know, if Krishna, Rakhe Krishna Marake, Marake Krishna Rakake, if that's Krishna's decision that you will have this problem, you will have this problem no matter what you try. Like my insomnia, I've tried 378 things to deal with my insomnia. It's still there. So, no problem. He will prevail. Jagat Guru Prabhu.
My question is in regard to the statements of the Acharya. Sometimes they seem to be different. Today, more than this, very uncompromising statement of the Shonachikaraka, where the karmas, absolutely is not there in the life of devotees. At the same time, a few days before, Kudadatta Prabhu gave a last talk. The grahas, the karmas, they're still there in the life of devotees. And I don't know where exactly was it here after some Prabhupada.
He quoted Hitopadesh. There was a Hitopadesh, and yeah, there are some Hitopadesh. I mean, there are some Hitopadesh verses which even give Lord Rama as an example. We even have Krishna in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can read about the separation of Radha and Krishna, and Radharani says, "You left," and Krishna says, and it's about time. Radharani says, I decorate with flowers and garlands every second of our association with you. I offer a flower to every moment with you, Krishna. And so that's her attitude. It's very beautiful. But Krishna says to Radharani, I'm sorry, I had to leave Vrindavan because in Bengali you can see it says that was the dasha. So the literal translation, that's the situation. That was the situation. However, if you know astrology, and Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami definitely is, he's expert astrologer, as you can see from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dasha also means a period. So it's almost like Krishna says, what could I do? I had a Saturn period, you know. And Saturn is in my seventh house. So that's separation with the loved ones. Moving to a foreign country, to a foreign place. No, sorry, that's the period. So, yeah, there are contradictory statements in the Shastra. But our principle is that we do not reject either statement, we just see how they can be reconciled, how they can be true, both of them together. Same refers even to the jiva fold. How can they be true together, both of them? So in this particular case, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur does quote Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. So a devotee is taking everything as Krishna's mercy, and his karma minimized. Atmakritam, that's karma. Atmakritam, what I did. So that will be reflected in the astrological periods and these other things. However, so it will, the pattern will be similar to your karma. So, because what will be our anartas? Our anartas will usually match our karma, our actions, our habits. Yes, it's quite natural that will be connected. So therefore, even if Krishna, outside of karma, wants to help us and give us a lesson, it will still be reflected in, it will still be some, have some connection with karma, and may look like karma. So the classic Govinda Bhashya, classic example is the cloth, silk cloth. He says if you put it on fire, it burns. But the pattern of threads remains. It looks like this thread goes from here and it's connected. So it follows. It follows the exact pattern. However, you just or pull and it falls apart. So bhakti is unique in that it can change even prarabdha karma, which even jivan mukti doesn't change. Even brahmagyan, full liberation in Brahman doesn't change your prarabdha karma. But Krishna can change prarabdha karma. However, until we have anartas, it will look as if it's karma. So in other words, it's not, it's as Prabhupada gives the example, king punishing a criminal and his son. Both may be getting the same punishment, but his son is getting punishment under his supervision. And as soon as he sees that the son has changed his mentality, even the criminals, you can see, they, every year they have parole commission. So they look, has he taken responsibility for his crime? Has he changed? Has he changed his character and approach? And if he has, they can release him before time. So even for, you know, for criminals it works. What to speak about a devotee? So that's under Krishna's direct supervision. So therefore, it's not technically karma, according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. It cannot be called karma, but the pattern will look like it is karma, and naturally it will correspond to our karmic mental habits. Our anartas will be similar to, I mean, will be based on our karma. So the task is to humbly, all the lessons are basically to teach us humility, respect, and detachment, which is how we are supposed to serve Krishna, and which we are taught throughout the Bhagavatam. And this is how we are supposed to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Did you chant humble enough? Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.